And welcome to the Discorder Radio Show for Tuesday, March 19th, 2013. This is Wade along with
DJ CJ.
That was a pretty mundane, downtrodden DJ CJ.
Hey, it goes with the music.
It may sound a little downtrodden, but you know what? We wanted to play this for you because this is the Gang Sign Remixes album, just out. They're in the top 30 this week, number 14. Thank you, Sarah, for getting the list out to us. So we're going to hear from some of Gang Signs, a band we played a bit before here in the past. Give this thing a spin. And what else we got on tap for later this afternoon, CJ?
Well, we've got some music from the CITR Mint Records Pop Alliance compilation, Volume 3. And we're going to be interviewing Duncan McHugh, who's the host of Dunkin' Donuts, who has coordinated this immense effort, which is great. And we sold a bunch of them at the Fun Drive finale, I think.
We'll get that confirmed with Duncan when we talk to him.
Yes.
So why don't we play some more of this Remixes album. I'll let you give it a listen, and then we'll come back. We'll talk about Pop Mint Alliance, the magazine this month, playing for Greater Portland, lots of other great stuff. All coming up on the Discorder Radio Show on CITR 101.9. Actually like that. What do you think there, CJ?
Pretty mellow, but I've heard Gang Signs before and they're really good.
So yeah.
Gotta give them their fair share.
That was Runnin' from the Remixes album on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. We are going to play something for you now from the, dare I say, infamous. Because around here it is more than famous. It's the CITR Pop Mint Alliance Volume 3. What are you shaking your head for?
CITR Mint Records Pop Alliance.
Did I get that wrong?
It's not Mint Pop.
What would I do without CJ here?
I know.
Always keep me in check. All right.
I'm like your Wikipedia, man.
All right. We'll tell you what. We're gonna play something from this album that I incorrectly named, and you know it's not going to get any better for him because the name of this next track, what is this? It's track 4 here. It's by Gal Grayson, who played the Fun Drive finale,
and the track is called Infinity.
It's just called Infinity
with the sign Infinity
because it's the logo.
Yeah, it's the sign for Infinity, I think. Well, so I guess we should call it Infinity.
Maybe the track's called The Sign for Infinity.
That's too meta. I don't know.
All right. Well, we're going to play the track regardless. It's Gal Grayson. They played the Fun Draft finale, and now they're going to play Discorder Radio for you. Before we come back with Duncan and hear more about the Pop Alliance Volume 3 on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. We're back on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. That was Gal Grayson with either Infinity or the logo, the symbol for Infinity. We're not quite sure, but maybe Duncan McHugh of Dunkin' Donuts, who is joining us live on the phone.
Hello.
Hey, hi. Duncan. How's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
This is, first of all, this is really awesome because this is actually our first live phone interview.
Whoa! I'm honored.
Yeah, to have you in my ears and over the airwaves simultaneously is really cool.
Great.
Yeah. So maybe you could answer that first question. The Gal Grayson track there.
Yeah, that is Infinity. It's not the logo. It is Infinity. And a different version of that song is on his new cassette, or the new Gal Grayson cassette released on Green Burrito Records called Blue Hearts in Exile. But it's a different version. I actually like the Pop Alliance version better. It's a bit cleaner. Go figure. I like it better. But
you're not just saying that now, are you?
Yeah.
Nice. Well, CJ was right. I was wrong, as per usual. So thanks for clarifying that. Now, this was a huge event two Fridays ago now. Time sure flies around here. Mm-hmm. The CITR Fun Drive finale. Maybe you can tell us a bit about how the Pop Alliance Volume 3 all came together.
Yeah, so a few years ago, as a part of the Fun Drive, I came up with an idea of doing a CDR, just of local bands. And so my friend Becky, who was the host of another show at the time, she's moved on from the station now, but she came up with the idea that we should just approach bands and get them to donate tracks. So we burned a first CD. It was me, Chris Horrific, and Becky Sandler that collaborated on that. And we called it the CITR Pop Alliance Volume 1, because it was these three pop DJs from CITR that collaborated on it. And then Mint Records heard that. Mint was founded at CITR. Bill and Randy were both DJs there and met there and went on to start Mint Records. And Sheena Yoshida, who works for Mint, really liked the first Pop Alliance comp, and she had this idea that they could help fund a vinyl version of it for Volume 2.
Nice.
And so that happened a year and a half ago, and last March I was curling with her, and she was like, we should do it again, we should do Volume 3. And so we lay the groundwork for that then, worked over the summer to get the tracks, got everything bundled up and sent off to get it pressed as a record last October, and now the records are in people's hands, and it's a great thing.
Wow. From the curling rink to a physical vinyl copy
in
about a year's time.
Yeah, it took about a year. There's a lot of legwork to do when you're trying to get bands. You may not know this, but musicians are not always the most diligent at emailing back and taking care of that kind of stuff. So it took a little bit of work to get to track some of them down and get releases signed and everything. And then we had our former CITR DJ Melanie Coles, who's now living in London, England, do the artwork. And then Jay Arner, who's one of the artists on the record, also mastered it. So it took a while to get all that together, and then the records got pressed.
So so obviously Arner, who you said was involved in the mastering, I guess he would be one of those artists that actually is rather diligent on the email tip, despite...
He's very good, yeah. He's a pro. And so he works at The Hive, which is a local recording studio, and so he's quite a well-known producer as well as a musician. And he recorded Movie Land, and I believe he recorded Gal Grayson as well, and a couple of the other bands on the comp, and then he mastered the whole thing as well. So he's a swell man. He was very helpful with getting this record put out.
Nice. Now, without injecting too much of your personal bias into this, do you have, a favorite track on the album, or maybe the story behind an interesting tidbit of information behind one of the tracks that made it onto the album?
Well, I love the band Korean Gut, and they broke up in the interim between us getting the track and the album being put out. So I sort of think fondly about Korean Gut when I see that track, because they are no more, which is kind of sad. Movie Land, I really like that song. It's the opening track on the album, and it's one of the tracks that hasn't been released yet. I think it's coming out on a cassette soon, but it's sort of the first official release for Movie Land, so it was exciting that we got to be a part of that.
Yeah, I think we saw Movie Land at the Fun Drive finale parties. They were great. Selena was on the drums. Selena was our ex-CanCon coordinator here.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was great. I didn't know she was in a band. And
it's a bit of a super group. Allie, who used to be in Kidnap Kids, Shindig finalists from a couple of years ago, I guess.
Nice.
They're still together. She sings, and Davina from the Oz plays with it. Adrian from Aunts and Uncles is in the band as well. So it's all of these musicians who are in other bands that
have
teamed up to create
hyper-local super groups.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, maybe that's a good segue into playing something from this hyper-local supergroup. So, Duncan, as our first guest live on Discord or Radio phone interview, would you like to introduce this next track, which actually, ironically enough, is the track number one on the Pop Alliance?
Lead-off track. Well, it's going to be, they're releasing it next, or in the next couple of weeks, I think. I think March 29th, there's a release party for their new cassette. And this is the, can I swear? I'm going to swear.
Better you than me.
In the title, it's called 1234 Get Fucked, and it is very good.
All right. Thank you so much, Duncan.
Yeah, you're Duncan's welcome. Zona. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Duncan. Here we go with 1234 Get Beeped on CITR 101.9 Discorder Radio. CITR 101.9 Movie Land, the opening track to CITR's Pop Alliance Volume 3. Thanks again, Duncan McHugh, who joined us for our first live phone-in interview on Discord Radio.
That's true.
Great track, and sounds like a great album so far.
Yeah. I haven't listened to it entirely, but I'm looking forward to listening to Weed and to Jay Arner and Korean Gut.
Yeah, so. In fact, we'll try to get Korean Gut on before the end of the show in honor of Duncan giving them, lauding them as one of the highlights of the album, and maybe as a bit of a tribute for a band that is no longer thrown together before
they broke up.
That was it. Thank you very much. Okay, now here's a band. Well, it's actually kind of one guy. That is, I would like to think, is on the opposite end of the rock and roll career side of things as Korean Gut, because he actually won Shindig back in December. The huge annual Battle of the Bands competition that's been going on here at CITR for years, always hosted by Ben Lai. CJ and I had the distinct pleasure of attending what was a great Tuesday night back in December.
Yeah, it was definitely a chilly night, but we were inside Railway Club. It was a great venue. I was surprised that he won, but it was great that he did. The judges are always looking for something weird and interesting in the world of indie rock. So,
I think he was as surprised that he won as we were, actually.
True. But we had an interesting conversation with him, and we asked him about the story behind one of his tracks, one of the titles of his tracks. And the track is called A Box of Sculptured Cocks. And we asked him why on earth he called it that, and this is what he had to say.
Here we go. You could just tell me the history, the story behind what, in my opinion, is one of the greatest titles we've ever played at the Discord Radio Show, A Box of Sculptured Cocks. Tell us the story behind that song.
Okay, well, I had an art professor in Reno who, his name is Howard Rosenberg, and he's getting outed right now. He is fairly convinced that all of the cocks were chiseled off of sculptures in history, at some point in history, at one point or another in history. And what they do with all those cocks, they put them in a shoebox and they bury them in the basement of the Vatican. And he hasn't gone and looked for it or found it, but I assume that he believes that it's there. I don't think that he's being insincere. I think that he believes that there's a Converse box or a PF Flyers box full of marble dicks in the Vatican basement. Maybe that was somebody's job for a serious amount. It's not easy to chisel. Dick Chiseler, who had to work maybe around the clock, maybe for years, maybe his whole life. And then he fed his kids on dick chiseling. And we respect that. We know what it's like to work, man.
And that was Clint Sleeper of Praying for Greater Portland. An interesting anecdote, and I kind of agree with him. There might be a box somewhere that had to be filled with those sculpture dicks that had to be removed because the Christian Roman Catholic Church was opposed to such vulgarity.
Well, before we get into too much debate, let's play the track right now from Clint Sleeper, Praying for Greater Portland, A Box of Sculptured Cocks, on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9.
Trusty page to blow.
Discorder Radio, a box of sculptured cocks from Praying for Greater Portland, the 2012 Shindig winner, and the subject of a feature article this month in Discorder magazine. Clint Sleeper right there, the man behind Praying for Greater Portland. He was stoked. He was amped. He didn't sound it, but he's like, I'm stoked. I'm amped.
Yeah.
I think he was just a little nervous.
And he was just, I don't know, mellow.
Yeah, nice guy. Good tunes. Read all about him this month in Discorder magazine. That's it for our show. Thanks again to Duncan McHugh for enlightening us to the history and what went into this great CD, CITR Pop Lines Volume 3, which, by the way, is number one this week on the CITR Top 30. We'll play one more track from that right now. This is another one that Duncan was hyping up in his interview. Actually, CJ, any more final words from you?
None except the fact that I will be listening to this over the next couple of days.
Yes, it's a great disc, and we might even hear more coming up next on Andy's show. Andy Longhurst, The City, will be up in about a minute and 30 after we hear from Korean Guts with In My Socialist Choir. So gam samnida to them for all the great memories, because they are no longer banned. But here they are on the Pop Alliance Volume 3. And you're listening to Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9.